95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
Right in the middle of a twofer from Jerry Rafferty. I defy anybody to be able to come up with the next song that we're about to play. That's a hard one. Woo! That would take a lot of thinking. I wonder if Dave Grohl would be able to guess.
Probably not.
Yeah, probably not.
I would guess not. Yeah, I know. Let's talk about today's show, shall we?
I'm very excited. There's going to be a little dog in the studio.
That's correct, yes.
That's awesome. I love that little dog.
Same. Also, he's going to bring his pet. Taylor Williamson,
yeah.
Comedian, will be here with us.
Woo! Oh, yeah, and he's going to be here, too. That'll be nice.
Love him so much.
And Betty, the dog.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
911 is a joke.
911 is a joke in your town. Hey, how dare you, man? I used to work there,
oh,
man.
Oh, I know you used
it's
to
not
work
cool.
there. I can't imagine.
Dude.
You work at 911.
I was very serious at that point in
That's
my life.
That's crazy. You were never serious at any point in your life.
That's why it didn't last very long.
Wow.
No.
And who's naked now?
Who's naked now?
Plus, we have tickets to see Tool.
Yeah. Unbelievably cool. That is coming up this week. We'll get you into that show, and that'll be sometime between 4 and 5. We also have the Def Leppard tickets, so you can see him and Steve Miller, and that'll be sometime between 5 and 6.
On 95.5 KLOS. You know what tomorrow is?
No, I know. I hate it. I can't stand it. Squirrel Day or Groundhog Day or whatever.
Valentine's Day?
I don't know. I just, ugh.
It happens to also be Ash Wednesday.
I don't know what the hell that is. What is that?
Ash Wednesday, I think, is mostly
thing.
A Catholic thing.
Okay.
I believe.
It's religious talk with Kevin and Sluggo.
It's an obligatory day of fasting and abstinence.
Mm. Wait, abstinence? Whoa! Whoa!
That's a hell of a clash.
That's mean.
They're both on the same day.
That's just mean.
Isn't that crazy?
So you got to throw them chocolates away and not get any that night if you're going to do it right. Wow. Well, that's cruel.
Can Catholics celebrate Valentine's Day on Ash Wednesday?
No.
February 14th is the Feast of St. Valentine, but Ash Wednesday, with its fasting and abstinence requirements, is far more significant and should be prioritized.
Well, since Hallmark came up with Valentine's Day back in 1762.
Right.
I don't know. You just got to balance. Which one are you going to do, Kevin? You going to be fasting tomorrow?
Well, I'm not Catholic.
What?
So I don't observe Ash Wednesday.
What?
But this is what one of the priests said. Ash Wednesday is a much higher value and deserves the full measure of your devotion. I ask with all respect that we maintain the unique importance of Ash Wednesday. If you'd like to wine and dine your Valentine, please do that on the Tuesday before, February 13th, which is today.
Why doesn't he think Saturday or Sunday instead?
February 13th is Mardi Gras.
I like, by the way, he said wine and dine your Valentine.
He did,
He's
yes.
like rapping that
he
part.
Is, yeah. perfect day to feast and celebrate. So he's trying to talk everybody into celebrating today for Valentine's Day.
So that's why you could be your like excuse. You're like, oh dear, I forgot to tell you,
it's
I'm
Ash
Catholic.
Wednesday.
Yes, and so I can't. So I don't really have plans. Let's go to In-N-Out. And then, you know what I mean?
And then everything goes down.
Yeah.
Let's do Who's Naked Now.
Who's naked now?
Who's naked now?
Always disturbing.
Who's naked now?
This one has a lot to it.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to be patient.
Okay.
Penn State professor on video nearly nude crawling around the park.
Wow.
Police say.
He's getting into the LSD like in the 60s.
He had sunglasses and a scarf.
I want to be in that dude's class. And that's it? That was all? Sunglasses and
that's
a scarf?
That's all. It was a long time and award-winning Penn State professor, Temis Matsoukas, 64 years old.
Wow, dude.
He was a chemical engineering professor.
Yeah, he was.
He got his PhD from Michigan in 1991. He's won all kinds of teaching awards.
Wow. And did he go naked on stage to accept those awards?
He did not.
No?
However, he was charged Monday after dozens of videos showed up.
Who has a camera at a college these days?
Performing sexual acts in Rothrock State Forest.
Oh.
And here's the important part.
Yeah.
The same place he was caught on camera last year.
Oh, yeah?
Enticing his dog.
Oh, no. No, no.
To lick.
No, no. He had some peanut butter with him or something?
His back passage.
No. Well, I guess he did.
His banana cannon. Yes. But can you imagine?
No!
Can you imagine being caught?
Right.
I can't even imagine doing that, but imagine being
caught. Oh, I can imagine
caught.
Doing it, absolutely.
You can?
Sure. Well, no. But maybe a bit.
He was caught on camera last year enticing a dog to lick his butt. Come Come on!
There are plenty of humans willing to do that for X amount of cash. He's a prof. He should have some money.
64 years old. He's a professor.
Fido, here. Let's go out to the forest.
So he was accused of recording himself. So they went and they looked at his iPad. And they didn't know about the 64 other charges or whatever it was, however many it was. But he had videotaped every one of them. They were on his iPad.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Just in case you didn't know, here's video proof.
He was
from the prof.
Scarf and sunglasses. He was crawling on a porch with a swing and a picnic table. Other videos showed him rub his genitals on a porch railing before skinny dipping and masturbating in a pond.
In a pond?
In a pond.
That sounds cold at this time of the year.
He was also accused, I don't know if you want me to go on, of leaving bodily fluids on equipment regularly used by State Department of Conservation. For example, he left
bodily fluids.
On a picnic table.
Oh, this is why you don't want to go to, past 1955, you don't want to sit down to a picnic table.
You know what I'm saying? This happens to every picnic table?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's a professor.
That's shocking to
me. This is a professor.
I know,
but you wouldn't expect that, so.
No, I would assume it's as dirty as it can be without being this. You know what I mean?
Yes, I guess you're right.
He was charged Monday with 22 crimes.
And he's still teaching classes?
Oh, no, they put him on paid leave.
I would love to be in his class, though, man. Right?
That is a brand new Pearl Jam song that they released last night.
Yeah, you know, everyone says dropped. Oh, the new whatever dropped. Yes. That's actually the definition of it. In the middle of the night, Eddie's like, hey, here you go. Here's a new Pearl Jam song. That is called Dark Matter. I like it.
I love it.
It's nice and solid. Yeah, very cool stuff.
That's really great. They rock hard on that one.
Yeah. All right, so we have a question for everybody, right?
We do, yes. What's up
with Florida? Always relevant.
All right, this is a crazy story. Like, which ones aren't? A woman got attacked by her own bull.
She has a bull.
She has a bull.
She has an actual, like, horned bull there in Florida somewhere.
This 2,000 pounds.
2,000 pound male cow with horns.
Okay. So she looked out back, and the bull had run over her kid.
Oh, nice. Oh, you know, they had just let Junior go out there in the yard and play with a bull.
So she did what any mom would do and ran and tried to get the bull's attention away from her son.
Quit eating Junior.
And she ran all over the farm and the bull chased her.
I'll kill you, I'll kill you, I'll kill you.
And then the bull attacked her and knocked her down.
Woohoo! Not a bull.
This is where we pick up with her in the story.
I just kind of gave up the ghost. I was like, okay, Lord, it's me or you. You know, I'm done here. I can't hold out any longer.
Wow. I've done all I can do.
That's dramatic.
The bull has literally almost killed me. Yeah, gored her. It did.
It did?
Yes. Yes.
Why does she have a creature that can gore her in her backyard where her kid can get to?
That's when her brother-in-law raced over with a tractor, pushing the bull away.
How do you race with a tractor?
Yeah, it does seem like that's not possible. He only gives one sentence for this story, and it's almost impossible to understand him.
They're a lot stronger than you think they are, that's for sure.
Ah, I got it! They're a lot stronger than you think they are, that's for sure.
Well done.
Come on.
Well done.
I speak Florida.
She was left with face and body bruises and a broken rib, but the scans taken the night of November 10th revealed something else.
Oh, no.
Bum, bum, bum! No, this is where the story gets super weird.
Oh, what? Because, this hasn't been weird enough.
This is a weird story already. But it gets super weird because she didn't know that she had lung cancer. And they found out because the bull gored her and she got taken to the hospital and they did a scan and they saw the breast cancer.
Get the hell
they
out of here.
They found it because the bull ran over.
The bull saved her.
Yes.
So she can stick around for a little longer and have more insane animals in her backyard that can run over her kids.
I did love a good cigar.
I did love a good cigar.
I gotta say, I'm starting to like her now. I really am.
My bad.
That right there is the tumor.
This stage 1 lung cancer had the potential to kill her within a year.
How about that?
Get the hell out of here.
That cow saved her life.
Sure, trampled her son.
Sure.
But hey,
there's that.
She's going to live a little longer now. That's actually pretty cool, I got to say.
Dr. Jonathan Daniel of Tampa General removed the tumor 2 weeks ago. On Monday, he gave her good news.
Your x-ray that you just got looks great. So all the things that you're doing are perfect.
That sounds like Dr. Drew.
Isn't that crazy?
Dr. Drew show
up.
It did
sound a little bit like him, but no, it was not him.
I'm alive, and I'm going to stay alive.
I'm still living.
That's pretty much what she's saying.
And I just feel like I got another chance.
Go ahead.
Teal has promised to give up smoking. Doctors say those decisions often come too late because lung cancer shows almost no symptoms early on. The cancer has not spread, leaving Teal to speak out to remind smokers to get screened without waiting to be injured.
Yes, totally agree. Yes, don't be gored by a bull.
Now, this is great because she doesn't get the point that smoking kills.
Okay.
She misses that entirely. So the way that she interprets it, and I'm just telling you before she says this because there's not much left. The way that she interprets it is God told her that that moment in her life was when she should stop smoking.
And so it was fine up to then, doing all that horrible damage to herself.
Yes.
But that was the moment.
But
you
God
know what? It's
intervened
time to,
and said, you know what? I'm going to take care of you.
Quit enjoying those stogies.
Just because you're dumb.
All right, let's hear what she says.
All right.
One more. It's not going to hurt
me. What do you want to tell them?
God will tell you when it's enough.
No!
Well, no!
No, that's not the point!
No!
Stop now!
Enough is before you start! You? Come on! Come on!
How does she miss that point after going through all that? Listen, God will tell you. Just wait for him.
Yeah, but you could have been gored by the bull and then been fine without the cancer if you never smoked the stogies.
Sure, there's that, but she doesn't get
that. No, she doesn't get that.
Because she's from Florida. There is a category of dog.
Oh, well, he's jumping right into Betty slamming.
That is ugly cute.
Oh, boy. I'm a little shocked.
You end with cute. And that's the overwhelming consensus.
Interesting. Interesting psychology there.
But not in a beautiful dog way.
What kind of dog is Betty? And tell everybody who's here.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Taylor Williamson.
Our friend.
Comedian Taylor
has brought
Williamson.
His unbelievably cute dog into the studio.
Right.
Thank you. Hello. My full name is Comedian Taylor Williamson. That's my full name. That's my Christian name as a Jewish person. And with a not Jewish name, it's a lot of complications here. But Sluggo, this is why I've always liked you,
because I love your little dog Betty.
Yeah, you just
love that dog.
I love Betty too. Can't I love Betty?
You've never said that, and I don't believe it.
I love Betty.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh well, that's a breakthrough. We have a breakthrough here today.
No, it's not a breakthrough. You don't, ugly dogs are a thing.
No, can I tell you why?
And that's fine.
Can I tell you how disgusting you're being?
Well, yeah.
You know, there's people who are not attractive, right?
Right.
I don't call them ugly.
Well,
I don't even call them ugly.
Not to their face.
Yeah, she's right here, and you're calling her ugly.
Right, but she...
With her sweet little face, her little eyes. Oh, my God, she's
adorable.
She
knows what you're saying.
She doesn't know what I'm saying.
She knows. I trained her. I trained her to be sad when I call her ugly. And she knows that you're saying it.
She seems very happy.
That's because I'm in the room and I love her.
She seems to agree.
Listen, I'm not here to plug any comedy shows or comedy specials. I'm here to plug my dog Betty's Instagram account. So it's at Betty the Puppy Doggy. And if you go to my Instagram, Taylor Comedy, in my bio, you can see a link to hers if you have spelling issues. But please let Kevin and Sluggo know how beautiful and gorgeous and sexy can I tell you my problem is I'm attracted to her. She's so attractive. Ooh,
now I'm getting a little disturbed.
Yeah, especially after the story we did last hour.
Yeah, that's true.
What did I miss?
Oh, there was a professor in the woods with a dog. And
teaching, he was peanut butter.
The professor was teaching the dog about peanut butter?
Well, and about, usually it's one side. This was the flip side, the B side. So, you know.
The B side of the body?
Yes.
Horrible.
So we're a little concerned.
He was trying to get the dog, never mind.
Yeah.
I don't want to say it in front of Betty.
Maybe he put, thank you for respecting her finally. Maybe he put peanut butter on the dog and switched it up a little bit.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's thought of that.
No.
But I can give you his name. I know where he lives.
Do you know where he lives?
I don't know his house, but
not yet. We can track that
down.
How hard
would that be to find?
Exactly. Professor.
Is he a local?
No, he's in Florida.
Oh,
was
of course.
Florida?
Of course he's in Florida.
Yeah. Speaking of Florida, were you just...
I was just in Florida.
And how are you? You seem okay.
Listen, I mean, I love America, and most people are... A lot of people... I'm wearing a Navy hat, so I get out of speeding tickets.
You are wearing a Navy hat.
Can I tell you, like...
Wait, did you get out of a speeding ticket with that?
I swear to you, I wear this hat because I got a hat for free when I did the USO tour, and I'm proud to support the troops, and it's not... Stolen valor. I joke about being stolen valor. I worry people on the radio will hear me say that, they think I'm a monster.
Right.
But I just would support, you know? And whatever. But I got pulled over in Oklahoma, and this guy saw me, and I got out of the ticket. I think it didn't hurt that I was wearing this Navy hat.
That's awesome.
If I was wearing a MAGA hat, I think he would have given me $20. You know? I didn't go far enough, but I got out.
That's true.
That's good enough.
Getting out of a ticket. I haven't gotten out of a ticket in a long, long time.
It's been a very long time. I've used the radio a couple of times, which is sad, but I've done it. I don't care. I don't want to pay
the course you go for it. Yeah. And it worked.
It did, surprisingly. Kevin, I saw because they had a sticker on their flashlight. That's the only reason I knew for the radio station. I'm like, all right, I'll do it. I'll whore myself out.
Wait, they had a sticker of your station on their flashlight?
Yeah.
Of course you mentioned it.
Of course, right?
Of course you do.
That's an invitation for you to mention.
Yeah.
I've never seen that on a flashlight, on a cop flashlight.
No, Kevin, let's be honest here. Not kissing, but I don't care for you very much.
Right,
but you're a radio legend, especially LA radio legend, Fact. Little Hall of Famer.
Yep.
You have never gone, hey, hello. I'm sorry you're pulling me over. It's Kevin. How are you?
I've never done that because that, to me, don't you know who I am?
Nobody will say that.
Those words. No, but you're saying that.
I hate those words. But you are.
You're
it's
saying
true.
That.
Yeah, it's true. And it's like the only time. To get out of tickets, twice have I done that. I have never to get into something. Not that anybody would give a rat's ass.
I've never said it, but people would have recognized me, and then I take it.
And they still give you a ticket.
No.
They went home with
it. They let me out of the ticket because they recognize me, and I'm not going to say no.
Well, there you go.
Write the ticket. I need to be honest. No, I'm using it when I can, but I'm not going to bring it up. No, that's so lame.
Listen, I'll tell you, it was not lame. I was one of the good things about Florida. There's some good things in case they're listening.
Really?
Fan base.
Gotcha.
I got
yes, sure.
Hell
yeah.
I don't know. You guys get on podcast. The clips are aired around the country. Don't try
to trick
me that you're local.
No,
don't try to trick me that you're local. I've fallen in this trap before recently. In Tampa, this actually happened to me. I told a story, then they posted it on their Instagram, and then it was really awkward for me.
Excellent.
But so. I was hanging out with WWE Hall of Famer Gerald Briscoe, and he was telling me about back in the day getting pulled over with Rowdy Roddy Piper in the car.
Right.
You guys know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Kevin's so excited. He cannot be more excited.
No, I am.
He says, this is how they got out of speaking ticket. You should have him call in. He has all these stories. It's amazing. He says that Roddy Piper won't be able to. He's in rest in peace. So, but Gerald says that him and Piper were in the car. They got pulled over, and Piper was like, rip your clothes, Gerald. Rip your clothes.
Rip your clothes.
Rip your shirt like you got in a fight. You know? Like, rip your shirt. So Briscoe just went with it. And then the guys recognized the wrestlers. And he's like, officer, thank God you're here. We were speeding because there's some guys down the road. We're at a bar. And they attacked us. And we're just trying to get to the next town. And then they got a police escort to the next town.
Yeah! Really? That worked.
Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding.
I'll be honest, though. The thing I've learned about wrestlers telling stories, like these old-time wrestlers, the stories are probably like 30% true
most.
Right. You know? But they're all just fun to listen to.
Sure.
You
know? Absolutely.
But they make them good. They tell them well.
Oh, so good. Yeah. Much better than how I just told it.
We have to play an exciting little selection here, but then we'll come back, right?
Yes. Taylor Williamson with us in studio. Taylor Williamson is here. Comedian,
Yay.
Our friend.
Doing,
hi, friends. Do you want to know why I'm here?
Why are you here?
Because I miss you most
Liar.
Of all.
Liar.
Reasons one through seven.
Wait. I'm thinking there's like something to plug. What are you doing?
Turn up my machine over here because I need to be able to weigh in.
I'm plugging the Sluggo and Kevin show, I call it.
That's the worst. I hate that show.
I call it that, by the way. I think you should change it to that. But, I have a new comedy special I just released. I'm so excited about it. You know what's funny? I can't hear it.
Oh, you can't hear it? Oh, that's ridiculous.
That's very funny.
It's gentlemen, people singing Liar, Liar, Liar.
Okay, but you were saying you did a YouTube special. Tell us about that.
Yes. I just...
I've watched it. That's good.
You watched
really
it?
Good. Yeah.
That means so much to me.
Yeah, yeah. Before I retweeted and I watched
that
it.
That means the world to me. Of Thank course. You, Kevin. Can I tell you, like, this business is very hard and confusing and complicated.
It's terrible.
As many businesses are, as people tell me when I'm trying to make them feel bad for me. They tell me, like, so is my business. And I'm like, okay, it's about me, though.
Let's talk about me.
And, like, I've been wearing headphones this whole segment, and I didn't realize they're not even working. And that's just it. But
that's
I didn't press the on button. I think that's what happened. Anyways. But, so I self-released a comedy special. It's called Taylor Williamson Live at the Comedy Store. You know, it's like it's funny. Like you try to get on. It used to be going to be on Comedy Central and then HBO, whatever. And the comic they don't neither of those exist anymore. Right. It's Netflix, and I actually got an offer from a smaller streamer, and I said no because I'm like. I want to own my thing.
Right.
And I want to plug. I'm going to go on platforms like yourself, and I want a Marc Maron show and Bobby Lee's podcast, all these things. I want to plug myself. I don't want to plug your streamer that might not exist in 6 months.
Right.
Know?
Right.
So, I mean, anyways, I'm so excited. It's my favorite thing I've ever done. And
what is involved in producing your own thing?
Losing all your money.
Just getting
and then more money. And then more money. Did you know you can lose more money than you own?
No. Who knew that?
I'm doing that. I've never in my life known you could do this even. I have less money than zero money. And but I made the thing that I'm more proud of than anything else I've ever put out. If you like, I was a runner-up on America's Got Talent. And if you like that show, if you hate that show, anyways, it's like 30 minutes-ish long. It's just a little, like, look who I am. I'm Taylor, I'm a comedian, and here's what I can do. And it's called Taylor Williamson Live at the Comedy Store. I filmed it at the Laugh Factory. That's comedy, local comedy. Anyways, but I filmed the World Famous Comedy Store. It's my favorite jokes I've ever told, and I hope you check it out. And I found an amazing director, this guy Justin Slade McLean, and I got a wonderful crew of talented people, and
one of his names is Slade.
It's a cool name, Justin Slade great. McLean. Yeah. I'm like, you should.
That's pretty great.
Like, his parents were like, you better become a superhero, or else.
That's pretty great.
You know, and
so I mean, you're doing what so many people want to do. I mean, comedians are out there; they're throwing. I mean, it is a brutal business.
Yeah.
How are you even getting this level of success? I mean, is there anything? Did you sell your soul? What did you do?
I'd like to insert that he's funny.
Yeah, there you go. And that's very true. That does kind of weigh in quite a bit.
I thought you were going to say, I'd like to insert that we had him on the Kevin and Bean show when no one else wanted to have him on the radio or on any form of media.
No, we were happy to have you.
No, but that was a huge deal for me, man, you know? And like, I still like, sometimes I go to Ralph's, you know? I'm like a man of the people, you know? I live by Erewhon, you know, but I go to Ralph's sometimes, you know, just because I'd like to have people come up to me and I think they're about to murder me, and then they go, hey, I'm like, oh my God, I shouldn't have gone to Ralph's. And then they're like, hey, and then they're like, hey, are you still listening to Kevin and Bean? You're great. And I'm like, oh my God, your fans are the scariest people.
You get scared at everything. Anyone that recognizes you.
Sure.
Anybody that recognizes you, like, it's like, this is going to go horribly wrong.
There's not.
That's your instinct.
Listen, hey. How do you feel see people did that behind you?
Hey buddy.
I wouldn't love it if people said
that's what they do.
I wouldn't love that. You're right. I take it back.
We should do a thing where your fans have, like, we have like you know, like you have like one of those like block parties, you know?
Right.
And then like we do instead of like a dunk tank, we have people like get in line and they donate money to charity to scare you at random times throughout the night.
I would go to that. I would like that.
That sounds awful.
Yes.
Can we do that?
Yeah.
I don't think we can.
I think we could.
That sounds awful.
Well, now you know how I feel when you call my dog ugly.
I didn't. I said ugly cute. That's one category is just.
I mean, there are the competitions, but I don't think Betty would even. They'd be like, no, she's too cute. There's no way.
She's definitely. You gotta give me that. She's too cute for the ugly dog competition.
Yes, 100%.
Yes.
Thank you.
There you go.
Right. Okay. Ugly cute.
Okay.
Just ugly ugly. Well, they do exist. But
you're posting a picture of Betty,
I'm
right?
Post a picture
Kevin?
Of Betty, and people can weigh in.
Okay.
I'll put a poll up, and people can weigh in on. And ugly, if, cute, if, or just ugly.
Oh, boy.
No, I'm just kidding.
If it goes with cute, do they get to come up and scare you somewhere then?
No, that's not part of it.
Ladies
no.
and gentlemen, listeners, ladies and gentlemen and listeners,
right.
If you see Kevin in the world, in the wild, please be respectful.
Just go,
Don't touch him. But
hey, buddy.
Make at the daytime only. Let's be classy. You know, like not him walking into his mansion, you know, like... like not in his driveway, but like, you know, like see if you see him at, listen, if he's at Ralph's, he's asking for it. You know what I mean? I think that's the rule. You see Robert Downey Jr. Erewhon, you leave him alone. But you see him at Ralph's, you go, hey, yeah, hey, Rob, no, hey, Bobby. Yes.
Exactly. He's asking for it. Wow, yeah. That's crazy. You know? I didn't know those were the rules.
One time I saw a guy from O-Town at Ralph's, on the Rock and Roll Ralph's in Hollywood.
From the band O-Town?
The guy from the band O-Town, Eric.
I wouldn't know any of them.
Well, I think in the music biz, pal.
Not O-Town. I mean, that's like a boy band.
Yeah, I mean, they're like a boy, but they make millions of dollars, pal.
Sure. I'm not saying they're not successful. I'm just saying I don't know.
He's like, I know who Taylor Swift is. It's like a girl lady singer.
That'd be upsetting to be. Yeah.
All right. Hey,
yeah, I got to plug. I'm not plugging.
Plug.
Are you getting rid of me?
No. I was just going to say we're going to do some other things, but you're welcome to stay with us and
please,
do them.
Can I? Okay, yeah. Plug? Can I plug? Yeah,
yeah. Plug away, baby.
Wait, it's noises they make, your fans making me. And then, I'm also going to be at the Netflix is a Joke Festival on May 12th. And then I'm going to be at the Irvine Improv and Oxnard Levity Live. If you go to TaylorWilliamson.com, there's all this information. Oxnard and Los Angeles Netflix Festival and my comedy special live at the Comedy Store on YouTube. Free on YouTube. You can watch with your family.
Yep.
You can watch by yourself.
You can watch with your enemies.
You can watch with your enemies. Yeah. You can watch with people that you
can't stand.
You go to Ralph's and walk around.
Hey, watch this, buddy.
You go in the subway and just like have it playing loud in your backpack.
We heartily encourage that.
Yeah.
Our friend Taylor Williamson.
Taylor.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Are your headphones working now?
I don't know, honestly.
I stopped on them. Did that help?
I turned them up, and then there were two up, so then I turned them down. I think I turned them up. I'm having fun. Can you hear me?
We can hear you, yes.
Can the listeners hear me?
No, they can't.
Listeners, can you hear me? Please say yes.
No, we can't hear you.
Can I tell you what a brilliant... Can I give you guys a brilliant marketing strategy?
Yes, please.
Or like a business thing I just came up with?
Yeah, mm-hmm. This moment.
What if you had a sidekick, but every day it was one of your listeners, you just put a camera in their, like, in their office or their car or living room, wherever they listen, but they don't know that not camera, that's creepy, but a microphone. So they're like the third sidekick.
That's not creepy?
But it's creepy.
The microphone part?
I think the creepy part is like sneaking in their house.
Right, yeah.
That's my favorite part.
Sligo's built for that.
It's all relative, you know? But like you get one of their friends to do it, maybe forge their signature so like you aren't liable.
I like where you're going with
I
this.
I do. I like where you're going with
but that's
this.
Your...
It's and the, they can just... They say things and they don't... They must be kind of freaked out to hear themselves though, I would think. Not realizing...
Oh, I didn't think of that.
I love it. I don't know.
I mean, there are legal issues there.
Yeah, you know, who cares? We've been down that route.
That's very true.
I just think it's just be open-minded. You know.
All right, I like it. So really consider it. Don't shut down before we actually think it through.
Yeah.
Before all we break into someone's house and start planning.
I think that's the way to live. Honestly, is go for it and think about consequences after.
Sure. You ask. You don't ask permission. You ask forgiveness.
Yeah.
That's a hard, fast rule. Can I tell you the?
I was going to say. In the poll, update? Yeah. How's that going so far?
No.
In the poll
Kevin has posted a poll social media.
I put up a picture of Taylor's beautiful dog, Betty. Oh,
I love this dog.
And I said, his dog, Betty, falls into which category? And then there's a poll, cute, or ugly cute.
And so far...
82%!
Saying...
ugly cute.
Oh, my God. What is wrong with people? I can't be on this poll.
This is
anymore.
Disgusting.
82%.
This is disgusting.
I didn't even think it would be that much.
This is disgusting.
This is the kind of thing that I thought people would hate me for. Because I'm being a dick to you by saying that your dog is ugly cute. It is, though.
I'm shocked. I don't know what... I don't know. I can't believe people are doing this. I can't believe Kevin is saying this to you. You're an honored guest in our studio, in our home.
He's talking to my dog, by the way.
I am 100%.
He's looking at my dog in her eyes. And her beautiful eyes.
She has cute
That's
eyes.
True. Can I be honest?
Yeah. Yes, please.
I'm not... With respect... Mm-hmm. To your wonderful audience, I'm sure they're great at lots of things, but I'm not going to trust people who listen to the radio on how things look. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, that's a solid.
That's why we're on the radio, because of how we look.
That's a solid.
No, you guys are gorgeous. I'm very attracted to both of you.
Sure.
Oh, speaking of, can I tell you this?
Yes.
So I'm on this, I'm promoting my, I got this comedy special, Taylor Williamson Live at the Comedy Store, free to watch on YouTube.com.
Oh, you haven't brought that up. No, that's great.
And then I'm on the Netflix is a joke festival of May 12th, and I'm in the Irvine Improv and Levity Live in Oxnard.
No.
Coming soon.
Nice.
TaylorWilliamson.com. You see my schedule. I'm very funny. Anyways, but, so I'm doing all this press, going on a big podcast. I'm really excited. I did Harlan, you've had Harlan Williams on your shows, right?
I don't think we ever have.
I think you're about the only person, you and Betty, we've had.
Just me.
Yeah, listen, that's pretty much
that's
it.
All you need, really.
I agree.
That's all you need.
Why do you bring up
Harlan? I did his podcast. I think he's so funny. Anyways, but so I got reached out to by, I posted online being vulnerable and being like an authentic artist, you know? Like,
sure.
You know, it used to be like, you have to just act like you're Mick Jagger and I'm killing it. You know, things are amazing.
You just say
I'm
it so and cool. It is.
You know?
It was important for a long time to have that veneer of perfection.
Right. But now people like the vulnerability.
Of course.
They like to know they're supporting you and they're a part of it. You
helping
know?
You.
So I posted, hey guys, I'm looking to promote my comedy special, Taylor Williamson Live at the Comedy Store, available on YouTube.com, brand new website that I came up with. And then I'm the first artist to self-release something. I don't know if you know this, but I'm the first.
Self-release? You're the only person that's ever done it?
The only person.
Wow.
I'll be damned.
Yeah, and
it's funny
cursed.
Because I thought I heard other people.
No, well, I don't think so.
No, you're incorrect. You're mistaken.
Okay.
Yeah, but so then I post online. I'm like, hey, if anyone has any suggestions or things, you know, thank you, you know? And someone's like, you should do this thing. And there's like a video. There's a website on YouTube or whatever. I'm so old. There's a website on YouTube. And it's like one of these reaction video things. And like famous people go on it and you don't get paid, but you're like promoting yourself. It's that kind of game.
Right.
Like, you know what? And I get millions of views. And we were talking about like a silly thing we could do, and like I do a show, Talk to Strangers, which is my Netflix is a joke show where I bring people on stage and it's interactive, it's goofy and silly and positive vibes, nothing mean, you know. And they're like, well, how about we have you go on like silly dates with some of our people, like, and we'll do a video like speed dating with Taylor. And I'm like, yeah, that's great, I love that. We'll do a funny video. We'll do like eight dates of silly, interesting characters. Okay. And then, and they're like, how about we have one of them be a dude? I'm like, that's funny. Great. I love it.
Sure, right? Why not?
So then they send me the itinerary. Okay, we're doing four dudes, four women.
Come on!
And I'm just like, and I said to it like respectfully, and I'm just, you know, we're in a different
time. One is funny.
What? Yeah.
That's funny.
Literally,
four is not.
Did you read? You read my email? I said to them, that's exactly what I said. I'm like, hey guys, love the idea. Funny idea. Simple, easy, accessible. People get it.
Thanks for ruining
it. It's my strength. you monsters. You monsters. But I was like, hey guys, how about like we... Because we had a date set, like we're ready to go, and I was like, "How about you know, I get it. It's honestly funnier to do one dude,
100%,
and that's comedy better.
Yeah.
And then I think that's better." Then they go, "No, we think it's gonna be better four and four." And I write back respectfully, like, "Here's the thing: is I'm not, despite popular belief, I'm not gay or bisexual, and I actually think it's." Odd.
Also, I'm a comedian here. I kind of know what's funny.
Right.
It's going to fly. And
it's like,
work.
I want it to be a funny thing. I want to be comfortable.
Right.
I want to be authentic.
Right.
I think in
you don't want to be a dick.
In a way, I think it's actually oddly disrespectful. And I think it's weird.
Yeah.
It's not authentic for me
agree.
To...
No.
Be on four speed dates with dudes
that are not going to get any. They're just
not
going
to
get any.
Yeah, it's rude to them.
Yeah.
It's homophobic to lead on gay men.
Yeah, right?
I don't want to get canceled for leading on men who think that they have a chance with me.
I really thought I was going to be with Taylor that night. I mean,
yeah.
I thought we had a spark going. And...
But then guess what they did? They go, hey, we're going to scrap it.
Oh.
Isn't that funny?
Really? So they wouldn't take your word for what's funny. They just said, we're going to cut the whole thing.
They were just like trying. I think it's like so liberal. Like, I'm a Republican. I'm a Trump supporter now.
To help,
which you're not, if you don't mind saying.
No, but now because of this, I am.
Right, but I'm just saying for people listening.
Right. No, I'm not. But don't
okay.
Right. Unless it helps me sell tickets in Orange County.
All right, two from Deep Purple and Tool in just a matter of moments. When we play Tool, be caller 25, and you're going to the show. And more with Taylor in just a second, if you'll stick around with Betty.
Thank you.
I love that damn song, Space Truck and Deep Purple, two in a row on a two for Tuesday.
It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Comedian Taylor Williamson is hanging out with us this hour.
Thanks for hanging out, man. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Of course.
I love you guys. And you know,
tell people how it came about. He texted me, what was it, yesterday?
Well, I texted you because... because last time you got mad at me for texting Sluggo.
Did I? Yeah. No, I didn't really get mad.
You're like, why are you texting Sluggo?
And pictures of Betty.
No, I'm just
constantly.
I hear mine.
I got a bing, another picture of Betty from Taylor.
But I was like, hey, man, I have a new comedy special out called Taylor Williamson Live at the Comedy Store, available free on YouTube to watch with your family or by yourself or with your friends or
anime. It's available now?
And it's available right now.
Wow.
And any time of the day or night. And then also I'm going to be at the Netflix is a Joke Festival on May 12th, and I'll be at the Irvine Improv soon and Oxnard Levity Live. TaylorWilliamson.com is all this information. And then you're like, Taylor, that's a really long text. Buddy, this is such a long text. What do you want from me? Why don't you come on the
Give
show?
Me a voice
just come
note.
In and say it. Yeah.
Just come in and say it.
Dude, go see this guy. He's going to make you laugh and hurt. So please, go see Taylor.
Laugh and hurt?
Yeah, because it's so funny. It, you know, that,
he's
going to
make you laugh
thing.
So much yes. it hurts.
And I'll be in the audience holding your dog.
Oh, wait, I mean, yeah, please.
I'm going to be out there holding Betty.
But I'm Taylor Comedy on all the social media things, and I just, you know, you guys have the... You we're talking about, you have such, guys, to be honest, off the air, you talk about how kind your audience is.
We love the KLOS audience.
By the way, slightly shocked.
Yes, quite shocked.
And can I just read real quick how classy they are, too, because you posted this really toxic poll about how attractive my daughter is. You're like, hey, how cute do you think Taylor's 3-year-old daughter is? Do you think she's...
It's a dog, first of all.
Hey,
don't make me point that out, but go ahead.
Do you think Taylor's daughter is ugly cute or cute? His 3-year-old daughter. And it's a picture of my dog. And then one of your wonderful fans, they go, she's cute, but you really don't need to be showing off her lady business.
See, that's where I differ. I take a different route on that one.
Sluggo.
More lady bits.
Sluggo.
That's my child.
That's my child. Shame on you. Shame on...
This is the sort of talk I'm used to. That's what I'm used to.
Wow.
Shame on you. How dare you?
You know what? This is good. You need this controversy. TMZ tomorrow. Sluggo from Kevin and Sluggo.
Hitting on a...
Weekdays on KLOL.
A dog in the studio. Aw. Betty. I love Betty. Thank you for
Yeah, you love
Betty.
Her too much.
Yeah, a little too much.
She loves
yeah.
her too much. You're going to have to leave her home next time because I am.
Listen, she's attractive. I understand. I understand. I get it.
Play the song.
All right. Taylor, thanks for being
thanks
here, man.
Give us 5 songs in a row.
Do it. Hand them over.
5 songs in a row with Kevin and Sluggo.
So the theme is law and disorder.
Yeah, you know, I've kind of noticed a lot of things we talk about here are people breaking the law, breaking the law, breaking the law. So I'm thinking, how about law and disorder songs? What do you got?
818-955-KLOS.
Start off with a couple from The Clash. I Fought the Law, and if you guess it, give yourself 69 bonus points at home. I suppose you know why I'm pulling you over today,
sir. Is that
sir.
A siren?
Yeah, pretty good, huh? It is the KLOS Free Ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. That was The Clash. And this is Thin Lizzy. Who's this for?
This is for Sherry in Santa Ana.
Thank you for hitting us up on social media. We are at Kevin and Sluggo. Or you can call us.
818-955-KLOS.
Songs about law and disorder.
It's Thin Lizzy also for Brian in San Pedro on Twitter. KLOS, hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. Thank you. It's Gibby 5, Law and Disorder.
How about Warren Zevon, Lawyers, Guns, and Money?
That is Social Distortion, Prison Bound for Perry in Burbank.
I saw Mike post a picture with his puppy just the other day, hanging out with
Did
his
you?
Dog. Yeah, it was awesome. Very,
cute,
very cool.
Cute or ugly cute?
I'm going to say cute because, you know, I don't want to piss off Mike. It's Gimme 5. Hello?
Hello, hello.
Hey.
Hey, it's Gimme 5, songs about law and disorder.
Oh, 5?
Well, just one.
Just one.
But what do you got?
6, Renegade.
That makes total sense. Can you sing the beginning of it for us?
Oh, man, the beginning?
Yeah.
Oh, mama, I'm in fear for my life.
From the law,
yep.
People are dumb when you're a dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
Of course, another story out of Florida. Drunk Florida man abandons boat in front of sheriff's office.
Where should I pull up in my boat? Well, I know the sheriff's office.
Quote, he made some very poor decisions. This is out of Lake Wales, Florida. A mechanic for the Polk County School Board is facing DUI charges after deputies say he abandoned his boat.
I don't need it anymore.
In their driveway.
You can have it.
Someone called the police about a boat that had fallen off a trailer being towed by a dark Ford F-150.
Hey, man, you want this boat? It fell off a trailer. It
fell off the trailer.
Well, that's good. He put it on really well.
And the dude left.
He just took off. Yeah. So he works for the transportation for the school?
Yes.
Oh, that's great. That's encouraging.
They said the boat was blocking the drive at the sheriff's station.
Well, that's not important.
And the driver of the Ford 150 appeared to be drunk before he drove away. According to the sheriff, when the boat's owner, Jonathan Whitesides, 43, and another man returned to the scene to retrieve their boat.
Ah, wait, I need my boat. What was I thinking?
Whitesides began yelling at his friend, criticizing how he was attaching the boat to the truck.
Yeah, cops are going to come out and give us a ticket.
Do it right this time. A deputy at the scene told him to calm down.
Oh, man.
Which always works.
Oh, wait, no.
That's when he charged the policeman, yelling in the face of the deputy like he was Travis Kelce and the cop was Coach Andy Reid.
I'm in your face now!
His eyes were bloodshot and watery. His speech was slurred. He had balance issues.
So just typical Floridian.
Yeah.
I see.
You know, the legal threshold for alcohol is 0.08.
Yes.
This guy tested 0.334.
Wow!
And 0.307. And the sheriff said, I'm not sure how he was walking, let alone driving. He made some poor decisions that night. Yes, he did.
Florida! Florida!
Sluggo used to be a 911 operator.
Isn't that insane?
I will always find that funny.
Insane. And I was just thinking, you know, there's probably a tape of me answering 911 calls there.
Oh, that'd be so great.
Yeah.
Have you seen the one that's been going back around, the 911 Jesus?
No.
Oh.
No.
I've seen it. It's, for some reason, it started recirculating.
It's weird how that happens sometimes, yeah.
I'm not sure why, but I have seen it like two or three times, and I did have to just bring it in to listen to it one more beautiful time.
To share with the class.
It's a guy that broke into a Pizza Hut that claims he's Jesus.
Okay, all right.
High point 911, what is your emergency?
Yes, this is Jesus Christ, and I just broke into the Pizza Hut. I broke the window in, I'm here. Jesus is here now. He's back to Earth.
I love everything that's going on in that. Now, Yes. First of all, you hear the alarm at the Pizza Hut going off in the background. You hear this long pause there.
Don't you wish you would have gotten this call when you were working
I didn't get anything like this. I got really boring stuff. This is amazing pause there from the operator after what he just said.
All right. And so you don't work there?
All right.
It's a great question.
Your Majesty, you don't work there?
No, I just broke in, had a pizza. I'm Jesus.
And what was your name again?
My name is Jesus.
I gotta tell you, at that point, he's sharing with everybody else on the floor. That's what's happening right there. Okay, so say again who you are, sir.
That's probably
true. That's exactly what
it is.
What's your last name, Jesus?
Christ.
I don't know why that kills me so much.
He's like, duh.
Right.
How do you not know?
Yeah.
What are you thinking?
What's your last name?
Okay. And what do you look like?
Well, what do you think?
Yeah, exactly.
I look like Jesus. What else do I supposed to look like?
Why'd you do that?
Because I'm Jesus. I can do whatever I want. We're tired of Judases on this earth. We're going to clean this earth up. So what are you up to? Where do you live at?
Wait, so now he broke in, calls 911.
Mm-hmm.
They don't seem to be taking him seriously.
Right.
He should know where this guy lives at.
Of course.
He starts asking the operator where he lives.
Yeah, that's funny.
I don't. I'm from heaven.
How'd you get over to the Pizza Hut?
I'm from heaven, sir.
Okay. And did you break a front window?
Yeah, I broke the door window, sir.
And did you eat a pizza?
Yeah. Had a Mountain Dew.
Hold on, I gotta put the microphone's condom back on. I took the condom off.
Why'd you do that?
I don't know. I was ready to go.
That's gross.
Okay, go ahead.
It is time for what we learned. In our feature, Who's Naked Now? A guy who was caught last year in a park trying to get a dog to taste his moist gremlin. The police found 21 other instances on video of him doing disgusting things on other people's stuff.
And where did they find this professor doing that?
This professor, it was on his iPad. He had filmed every single time he did it.
So they wouldn't have known.
Right.
If he hadn't basically said, here's me doing all of this too.
Yeah, he was a 64-year-old chemistry professor.
And I want to be in his class. I honestly do. All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out. We have two tickets to see Def Leppard and Journey with Steve Miller Band.
Steve Miller!
On the Summer Stadium Tour, which is Sunday, August 25th at SoFi Stadium. Everybody can buy tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com, or you can be caller 25 and win tickets, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
It's a bonus Law and Disorder song for you.
There you go.
On KLOS. Who's this?
This is Rick.
Rick?
Rick, you're caller 25.
Well, get down. Hang on a sec. Let's get pulled over here.
Boo! Oh, no, you're getting pulled over?
No, let me pull over.
Oh, okay. Well, it'd be appropriate with all the music we just played, including Steve Miller, who you're going to go see.
All right.
You got tickets to see Def Leppard, Journey, and Steve Miller Band. The Summer Stadium Tour is happening August 25th at SoFi Stadium.
Well, that's an amazing...
turn of events?
Show?
Prospect?
What's that?
Can you imagine Valentine's Night with tools? How awesome is that?
That's pretty great.
Crypto.com Arena, 14th and 15th of this month. Tickets are on sale right now at Ticketmaster.com, but we have Tool tickets, right?
We have a pair of Tool tickets to give away when you hear a Tool song.
Yeah, so sometime in the next couple hours, you'll be caller 25 and you get to go. We got tickets for you to see Tool either at the 14th tomorrow or on the 15th at Crypto.com
What says
Arena.
Valentine's more than Tool?
Right?
You know?
A little prison sex? when you hear Tool sometime between now and 5, be caller 25 and you get your ticket.
All right, you're still listening for a Tool song.
Coming up sometime soon.
Now and 5?
Yep.
We're going to play a Tool song. Be caller 25, 818-955-KLOS.
That was Tool on KLOS. And who's this?
This is Mackenzie.
Mackenzie, are you looking for Tool tickets?
Hell yes, I am.
You are caller 25 and you won the tickets.
Oh my God. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Well done. This is either tomorrow.
Can you go tomorrow? We might be sending you tomorrow.
Or Thursday at Crypto.com Arena.
We don't know which it is. It's just sort of a coin toss. But are you ready to throw down with Tool on Valentine's Day?
Let's do it. Yes.
That's the spirit.
That is the spirit.
Oh, my God. Yes.
For everybody else, tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster.com, but you won them. Congratulations.
Thank you, guys. Awesome.
February 13th, 1970 was a Friday. And on this Friday, February 13th, 1970, this day in rock, Black Sabbath released their self-titled debut album. Local officials refused to let Led Zeppelin off the plane in Singapore on this day in rock in 1972 because of their long hair. And they had to cancel the show that night. You know that awesome song by Jefferson Starship, Miracles? It was released on this day in rock in 1975.